Well, USDA's weekly crop progress crop condition ratings report continues to show friendly news as far as the grains are concerned. Taking a look at it, as far as corn is concerned, corn and silk as of August 2nd was at 90% complete. That's versus 87 for the 5-year average. Only one state showing condition or pace below the 5-year average, and that was Nebraska. 43% of the nation's corn is in doe versus 38 average. There's 6% is now dented versus 5 for the 5-year average. But crop ratings continue to be what the trade is watching. Crop conditions for corn dropped 2% to 61% good to excellent. And again, it was North Dakota that saw the biggest decline, dropping 13% to now be 37% good to excellent. We also saw Nebraska's crop drop by 6% to be at 54% good to excellent. Minnesota's dropped by 2 to 75% good to excellent. South Dakota was unchanged at 50. Those continue to be the states that are showing concerns. As far as the Corn Belt, Illinois, Indiana were up 1%, while Iowa and Ohio were unchanged. Looking at it for soybeans, as of August 2nd, 88% of the nation's soybean crop is in bloom versus 84 average. 62% is setting pods versus 55 average. And on a little bit negative note, the soybean conditions were actually unchanged at 63% good to excellent. We did see Illinois and Indiana improve by 1%, while Iowa was unchanged. Minnesota did drop by 3%. Nebraska dropped by 4%. North Dakota dropped by 2%. And we did see 2% improvements in Ohio and South Dakota. Overall, that will be a little bit on the negative side as far as soybeans are concerned. For sorghum, conditions dropped 5% to 36% good to excellent. Winter wheat harvest is now 86% complete versus 86% for the 5-year average. And spring wheat harvest is now at 5% complete versus 8% average. And spring wheat conditions were a little bit more variable and a little negative to the spring wheat market when you look at it, the big picture. Conditions improved by 2% to 55% good to excellent. And a lot of that came from, well, of course, Montana, which improved by 12%. Surprisingly, South Dakota improved by 16%. We did see Idaho drop by 5. Minnesota improved by 2. North Dakota dropped by 6. And we saw Washington drop by 8%. So pretty variable as far as spring wheat is concerned. Overall, you have to look at this report as being somewhat neutral to friendly for the corn market, but then neutral to maybe a little bit negative on the spring wheat and the soybeans.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.